It's called the Super Bowl Legacy Project, and at first it was about building a youth center. Since 1992, NFL Charities has given $1 million to host cities to help build a new youth facility. But in Indianapolis, that first $1 million has turned into $100 million to not just build a youth center, but take major steps to revitalize an entire neighborhood, the Near East Side. Three generations of Mary Quintana's family have lived in the area, and she says she was in high school in the 1970s when the area turned from a working-class neighborhood to one of high crime.
People didn't feel safe anymore. You were starting to see vacant housing. You were starting to see empty lots. People just started moving out to the suburbs, and I think that was probably a big cause.
Those troubles have plagued the Near East Side ever since. So when Bill Taft, executive director of the Local Initiative Support Corporation, proposed using the Super Bowl project as a way to raise money to make one Indianapolis neighborhood revitalization plan a reality, it was the perfect match. And Taft says it was the community's commitment that made it stand out.
The plan for the Near East Side is a plan that came from the people who live and work and worship and work with organizations in that neighborhood. And so it pre-existed the Super Bowl bid, and the work that they're doing and the commitment that they have will be there long after the Super Bowl occurs.
Mark Miles, chairman of the 2012 Indianapolis Super Bowl Host Committee, hopes expanding the typical Super Bowl service project into something of this scale has improved civic pride.
You could ask why we aren't all energized about it every day for the last 20 years. Well, you could ask how we let neighborhoods decline the way they have. And, I don't really know. I just know it happened, and it's not acceptable.
This week, we'll look closely at what the Super Bowl Legacy Project is and what it means for the future of Indianapolis. Tomorrow, the issues that got it all started, service for young people and the community. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.